KJAN Sports. Starting off with the NBA from yesterday, the NBA's best record now belongs to the Los Angeles Clippers after they extended their team record winning streak to 14 games. Jamal Crawford scored a game-high 22 points, and the Clippers improved to 22-6 with a 112-100 win over Denver in Los Angeles. Matt Barnes added 20 points for the Clippers, who haven't lost a game since November 26th against New Orleans. Jordan Hamilton and Kostas Koufos each added 16 points to lead the Nuggets. The outcome puts the Western Conference leading Clippers a half game ahead of Oklahoma. And that's because the Miami Heat have grabbed the top spot in the NBA's Eastern Conference by surviving a battle with the Thunder. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Mario Chalmers combined for 70 points as the Heat outlasted the Thunder 103-97 in Miami. James finished with 29 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds to help the Miami beat the Thunder for the fifth straight time dating back to the NBA Finals earlier this year. Kevin Durant scored 33 points, and Russell Westbrook added 21 for Oklahoma City. The Thunder are now 21-6 after losing back-to-back games for the first time this season. The LA Lakers are showing how good they can be when they're fully healthy. They picked up their fifth straight win and climbed to the 500 mark at 14-14 with a 194 win over the New York Knicks. Kobe Bryant scored 34 points, topping 30 points for the ninth straight game, while appearing in his NBA record 15th Christmas Day contest. Steve Nash added 16 points, 11 assists, and 6 rebounds. Also in other NBA action yesterday, Rajon Rondo scored 19 points in his first full game against Brooklyn this season, and the Celtics beat the Nets 93-76. Rookie Jared Sullinger added a career-high 16 points. James Harden scored 26 points, and the Rockets led by as many as 35 in a 120-97 rout to the Bulls in Chicago. Jeremy Lin finished with 20 points and 11 assists. NBA leading rebounder Anderson Varejão will miss a four straight game when the Cavaliers take on the Wizards in Washington today. He stayed in Cleveland to receive additional treatment on his bruised right knee. Turning our attention now to college basketball, a pair of last-minute free throws and a crucial block have kept third-ranked Arizona unbeaten in men's college basketball. Nick Johnson blocked a layup by Chase Tapley in the closing moments to secure the Wildcats' 68-67 win over number 17 San Diego State. Arizona trailed by 8 points in the second half and didn't go ahead to stay until Mark Lyons drained a pair of free throws with 13 seconds left. Solomon Hill had a team-high 21 points for the Wildcats, who are now 12-0 for the first time since the 1987-88 season. Also in other sporting news here for you this morning, former Atlanta Braves star center fielder Andrew Jones was free on bond Wednesday morning after being arrested in suburban Atlanta on a battery charge, according to jail records. At around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday, police responded to a call for a domestic dispute between Jones and his wife in Duluth. Gwinnett County Detention Center records say Jones was booked into the jail at around 3:45 a.m. and was released on $2,400 bond by 11 a.m., Once one of the premier players in the big leagues, Jones broke into the majors with the Atlanta Braves in 1996. Earlier this month, he signed a $3.5 million one-year contract with the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles of Japan's Pacific League. The upper house of Russia's parliament has passed a bill calling for fines of up to $30,000 for anyone scalping tickets to the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. The bill, passed on Wednesday by the Federation Council, now needs to be signed into law by President Vladimir Putin. For low-level scalping by individuals, the fine would be 5 to 10 times the ticket's face value, but penalties will be heavier for scalping done as a business. Russian Olympics Committee head Alexander Zhukov told a news conference that we as Olympic organizers have an obligation under our contract with the International Olympic Committee to prevent speculative price hikes for hotels and Olympic tickets. Zhukov says there will be price limits for rooms in each hotel category. Favorite Wild Oats led a 76-yacht fleet out of Sydney Harbor on Wednesday and held a 4-nautical-mile lead over fellow Super Maxi and defending champion Ragamuffin Loyal on the first night of the annual Sydney to Hobart yacht race. With spinnakers up, the fleet weaved its way around thousands of spectator craft in the harbor before heading out into the Tasman Sea for the 628-nautical-mile race south to the island state of Tasmania. Golfer and Iowa native Zach Johnson had another good year in 2012. That included playing in the Ryder Cup competition. Johnson said in a recent interview that it's a great experience representing your country.
Yeah, it's unique. There's no doubt about that. It's probably Well, I think it's the best thing in golf. I mean, you can argue elsewhere, but the Ryder Cup just adds a different element to the game. You certainly combine an individual game with a team atmosphere and, you know, the chemistry that requires.
Johnson had a 3-1 record against the Europeans in the Cup that was played on a course near Chicago this year. The former Drake golfer could someday be the captain of the Ryder Cup team, but he isn't thinking about that right now.
Well, you know, I don't know about aspirations, but, you know, I can't lie to the thought. It's popped in my head. You kind of look at the calendar and you look at who the guys might be down the road. And, you know, I've got some peers of mine, even, frankly, really close friends of mine that are probably in that same pool. But, you know, those kind of things are down the road. I've got a lot of things that I want to accomplish that could potentially help that even more. So if I have the honor, it will be an honor.
Johnson won twice in 2012 at the Crown Plaza Invitational at Colonial and the John Deere Classic in the Quad Cities. Johnson made his comments at halftime of a recent Iowa Hawkeye basketball game on the Learfield Sports Network. And also a note as well from sports here today. College football gets back into action here today with another bowl game on the slate here for this evening, and that is the Little Caesars Bowl played in Detroit at Ford Field, as that'll kick off at 6:30. Western Kentucky takes on Central Michigan in that Little Caesars Bowl here tonight. Three games will be on the slate tomorrow on December 27th. That includes the Military Bowl at RFK Memorial Stadium at 2 o'clock between San Jose State and Bowling Green, and also the Belk Bowl at 5:30 tomorrow, Cincinnati Bearcats at the Duke Blue Devils, for the game at Bank of America Stadium. And the Holiday Bowl out at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego will be the nightcap tomorrow as Baylor will play against UCLA. That'll be a 8:45 kick time. That's a look at the latest sports here for you this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.